How many children would come and tell you when they lost their virginity?
That's true. Oh my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my two-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
Shut your face!
It's like, just like, why are you such an ass?
But it, deep down, I'm like, I'm always surprised that people listen.
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Oh, saucy indeed.
Am I on? Are we on?
We're all on.
I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything at all?
Oh, wait, try. Now I can.
Now you can?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
I don't even know why we're doing this noise.
Wait a second, boy.
We are here.
This is always popular. Never unfunny. Budweiser.
Remember that in the frogs?
Like you're right. I do feel like it's quiet. Why do I feel like it's so quiet?
This is a sound check.
Is it just me? No, I'm hitting.
I think it's all of us.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
The baby has the good headphones.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. My headphones are normal, though. But for some reason, it feels quiet right now. But if you don't like it...
No, I think it's great.
Suck it. No, I was talking to
Lisa. Yeah, suck it. Yeah.
Here we are, episode 217. Rolling late. Those of you who are on Ustream, you're seeing Jacob listen to the show live via the intranet.
I'm impressed by how long he's been interested
interweb. He's waiting for it more AC/DC. We were hip hop.
He's still looking.
He's looking over the top of the laptop now at me.
More music. Boom. Chicka, 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 boom. Chicka, chicka, chicka.
He was bobbing his head to AC/DC. So the reason that we are late is because I was finishing up a unit. I finished the unit, so now... Yeah.
When you say unit, please describe what that means for those of us who don't know.
Genitals.
What?
Hold on.
What have you been doing all day?
Drinking.
I've been here taking care of your kid for the past 2 hours.
And I've been taking care of genitals. We all have our place.
Wait a minute, did you take your wife out of the house to go work on a unit in quotes?
We christened it.
And you're up pulling around.
That's what we do every time there's an open unit.
You could have just told me.
Huh?
I'd have been fine with that.
We did. We said we're going to be working on a unit.
You and your blasted code.
So I've got about 4 shots of tequila.
He walked in the door, folks, and he's like, I need a drink. And he dug in the back of the cabinet and found a bottle of tequila I gave him for his birthday. And then he poured a double shot thinking that it was a single shot and tried to give it to me. You can have the tall one,
trying to get you drunk so I could take advantage of you, you beautiful
son
of a bitch.
Well, you had 2 double shots and then I poured a rum and Diet Pepsi. So.
Oh, you got rum and Diet Pepsi?
Yeah.
You don't mess around.
Well, you know.
Maybe I should have another shot of tequila then?
Another double shot or another shot?
I don't care.
Come on, live it.
I'm throwing caution into the wind. It's funny that they're watching my baby, and I'm talking about getting drunk up in this mug.
Yeah, like he's tapping the keys on the board.
Yeah.
He's going to delete everything.
He does look like that baby on that E-Trade commercial.
But cuter.
Right now.
Cuter. Your baby is cuter than most babies. Your baby is like the Uber Gerber baby, which, by the way, not easy to say with 2 shots of tequila inside.
Uber Gerber baby.
Uber Gerber baby.
I can do it with 4.
Baby.
Uber.
Well, it's easy once you hit 4. Oh. Back around again. Goober boop. Oh, you did it.
You can't do that, buddy.
It's okay. I'm still seeing something.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Because it's gone.
Look at me. Everybody's seeing what happens when you yell at him. He's like, oh, what did I do? What did I do? All right. And we're back.
And we're back.
You know what we should do? We should play some music.
I'm sure we have tons of voicemails.
No, we don't. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, let's open up the phone lines.
There it is. 408-228-4911. You can call that day or night. Leave us a voicemail.
Yes,
you're
please do.
All right, bye, Jacob.
Oh, he's leaving? I was just going to give him music. All right. It's bath time anyway. Oh, that's just it starting up. Calm down, Justin.
Ooh, right. Down. It's okay. Everybody's okay.
Calm down.
So anyway, how was the rest of your day? Let's do this podcast thing, huh? How about that?
Yeah, I love doing this.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
I love it. I did the dad podcast earlier today, and it's honestly like it saved me from an emotional breakdown. That's what it did.
I was afraid you're going to come in and be like, you know what? Tonight's not the night. I need to go home.
No, I love it. Here's the thing. I have to pretend like what we're doing is interesting to people. I have to convince myself in my head. But I love doing it. I love I love sharing experiences. I love talking to people. I love people getting online on Skype that are friends of mine.
All of these are good things.
All of it is good. Who else is on here? My father is on Skype right now.
Right
He's
now?
Connected.
He's not going to call in?
Let's see if we can call my dad. We'll do a video chat.
Oh, that'd be great.
With my dad.
I have questions about his unit.
It's going to be pretty awesome if he picks up. More than likely, he's not going to because he's probably somewhere on the road and his computer is just booted up.
If
that's the case, then we'll leave a live voicemail for my father because he was a very popular guest on the Second Funniest Podcast last year.
Back when it was called something else, I'm sure.
Around Jacob's birthday. That is when we
did that. Because we did it up in the cabin. Yeah, I remember that. Like it was a phone ringing in the background.
I bet that feels very good to the people hearing that. What I could do?
Rum and Diet Pepsi. Good rum, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
Bacardi Gold. I don't mess around. Is that the best kind?
No, absolutely.
Do they have a Bacardi Platinum? No?
Oh, I thought you said Heart of Gold. This rum's got a heart of gold.
Heart of gold. Heart of gold.
I am bummed that you're not joining us for our Long Island iced tea experiment this Friday
night.
Well,
let's talk about that. Why is it an experiment, first of all?
Here's the premise, is the fact that Grant, my roommate, and I were discussing. He works in a bar, and he's like, I've had maybe half a Long Island iced tea in my entire life, and I'm like, I've never tasted it. And we can't go into a bar and order them because you'll be made fun of. They're considered a girl's drink because they taste really sweet, apparently, and they're yummy, and they girls trashed because they drink like four of them thinking that they're delicious and good for you and filled with vitamins.
Good for you.
And so I'm like, well, they can't stop us if we make them at homes, and hence the Long Island iced tea experiment was born.
I don't know what's more girly.
Yeah.
The fact that you won a Long Island iced tea or the fact that you're so afraid that you have to have a party to make it like an underground type situation. And that to do this party, you're using Evite, also girly.
No, Evite is for men as well. That's why they have Hevite as well. So
you didn't Hevite me.
I wanted to Hevite you, but you were busy off working on the unit.
How I answer Hevite.
That's ridiculous.
That was
a witty comeback.
The synapses are firing slower than
comment.
Usual.
Well, here's the thing.
More like date crap.
Oh, that actually made sense.
Yeah.
that was pretty good.
Drinking buddy J-Dubs. I'm providing his reviews for him.
In a Long Island iced tea, it's five different liquors and a splash of some sweet and sour and some Coke and lemon. It's gin, rum, vodka, triple sec, and tequila. How in the world did this become a woman's drink? I don't know.
Yeah, here's my issue with this whole thing.
My thing or Long Island iced teas?
The
experiment or the drink?
Well, let's bring
your side are you on?
Easy, Washington Post. I'm going to answer your questions if you just give me a chance.
Here's the real question. Why do we have no listeners? People are listening to this in the future, right?
We have listeners. Yeah. We have listeners.
Here's the problem when you start an hour and 15 minutes past the time.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't talk about your unit. Talk about Washington Post.
Oh, gosh. It's so big. don't spit that on your computer.
It would have been bummed. Why does I go into the office tomorrow where I work at a church? Why does your computer smell like rum and Diet Pepsi?
Because of my Long Island.
Well, lead pastor. I invited him.
I'm waiting for the second invite to the gay experiment.
I don't want to go to that.
That's going to be on Hevite.
What is your question?
I'm gonna come up with a competing party of a sexuality experiment party.
Sex experiment?
Friday. Same time.
That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
Is it just you and your wife?
You decide. Do you want to have a Long Island tea or do you want to figure out your sexuality?
D. All of the above.
So after we have the girly drinks, we're going to experiment?
That's kind of the whole point of a drinking party.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to find out if
I
really do
love
them. In
the case of a virgin,
them.
It means go in the bathroom and cry for 30 minutes. Oh, virgins who drink.
Oh, that's hilarious. So here's my issue.
Yeah.
My issue with the Long Island iced tea experiment I addressed already. Yeah. I'm saying that I think it's funny that you won't go into a bar because you're afraid it's too girly.
No, I'll go into a bar. I just won't order the drink.
That's what I mean. You won't go to a bar and order the drink, but you'll have a little party with your little umbrella. There will be umbrellas in the drinks.
There weren't, but there will be now.
Yeah, right?
We do need to get long straws. I forgot to get those at the store today.
Long straws?
Yeah, because we're going to serve it. You have to serve it in a grainer glass, which is the tall glass, like a tea glass.
Mm-hmm.
With a solid glass bottom, and we don't have many of those. So, nope. Can you do it? You got a joke?
No, I don't have a joke. Okay. It's just funny to me that you said solid glass bottom.
I know. I was waiting. I'm like, come on. Just opening these doors. Just
no, that, I'm not, I don't have jokes. I just have laughs. So
we're going to use Pilsner glasses, which are tall glasses. They're about a foot
solid
tall.
Solid glass bottom?
Uh-huh.
That'll
solid
work.
Glass bottom.
That ought to be. From what I understand of Long Island
you
iced
just
tea
learned that
convention.
14 seconds ago, I told you that.
Right, but it's my understanding that all you require is a solid glass bottom.
I didn't say 14 because it was on your hat, but then I was a little weirded up when I looked up and saw that your hat had 14.
That's what this hat is for. That's why I'm mocking your party. Does I'm all it about the Long Island iced teas in a 14-ounce Pilsner. That's how I make it 14 manly.
14-ounce Pilsner.
I get it in a 14-ounce Pilsner, which is traditionally used for beer.
That's not much. Like a 14-ounce Pilsner, that's like a party cup.
That's how I roll. I just like things a little bit bigger than a soda can. That's all
fair
I
enough
want. That's all
like
I need.
A soda can fits in those 14 ounces.
I get a medium island tea. My real issue is that bartenders, for some reason, whoever is responsible, is there like a Webster for bartenders? You know what
I
mean?
Oh, I'm sure there's a wiki. Like
the
a
Mr.
Bar
Webster
wiki
comes up with English words in his spare time.
He's not Adam. Huh? Adam named the
no
animals.
I know his name is Webster.
Oh goodness.
I just made this realization. Yeah. Is that what that sitcom was about? That little black fellow? Was he the one making the English language?
What are you talking about? No, not at all.
Webster, with the little guy that hung around with Michael Jackson.
How are you?
I'm getting there.
Do you want
I
more?
Really want more.
It's hitting you. I have
do
more.
I well now we gotta do a show.
No, well you yeah.
Here's what we have.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I know here's the thing, listeners. Yeah, yeah. I know we've
we're
had
down
a lot
to
of
one listener, which is you.
I know we've had a lot of technical issues with this show.
Yeah.
Okay. With this recorder, but watch this. Through the magic of this recorder,
you're going to delete everything we've done.
I can hit record, pause, go get a shot, and then come right back.
Yeah, but the live, which is just you and me. So go ahead.
Well, you talk to the live people.
There's no one. It's just you. So
all right, so I'm going to carpe diem.
Record, pause.
We'll be right back. Literally.
Doesn't matter.
And we're back.
All right. Man, now, so many things happened while you were away from the table.
That's my chaser right there you're hearing. Good old-fashioned Pepsi Max. That's right. For all your manly needs, it's got ginseng and twice as caffeine as a regular Coca-Cola with zero calories.
You're drinking another double shot of
Pepsi Max. Yes. Here's what I, because I would like to offer a toast.
Okay.
To your gay party.
No, it's a Long Island iced tea experiment.
My gay party, your Long Island iced tea experiment.
Fair enough.
Could easily be construed as the same party.
Are you coming?
If it's, yes. I'm bringing my change of plans. All of my Hevite followers, I'm going to change my gay party.
It's easy to say. I got to look that up. Is it? Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, tequila, my friend. Weirdly enough, I'm drinking tequila out of a Hawaii shot glass.
That's not weird. They have tequila in Hawaii. When I went to Hawaii with my parents, they found the diviest, countryest bar in Waikiki and ordered Mai Tais.
That one didn't go down so smooth.
The fourth batch never does. Hevite redirects you to Manvite. And Manvite invites the
isn't
fellas
that that
to
meat that they eat in Australia?
Oh, no, it's essentially Evite for men. Hevite takes you to manvite.com, and you get to make, you know.
I don't know why you're explaining this to me like I've never heard of it.
Drink beer.
This is where I have all my parties.
To Manvite? This is pretty cool.
Manvite is pretty cool. Is it like, now is it for dude-on-dude action, or is it?
I don't know. It's loading a whole bunch of pictures of sausages and beer and stuff. Oh, I have to log in. I'm not going to be duped. There's a lot of ads on this page, though. Folks, don't go to hevite.com.
Go to manvite.com.
It's the same
website. You get right to it.
Why go to the middleman when you can have the real deal?
Oh, wait, hold on one sec. Just in case I want to give myself alcohol poisoning in one night, what we're going to do, a little thing I like to call.
They can't hear you when you walk away from the mic, Natalie.
Bringing the bottle closer. That's what we're doing.
You gonna have another double shot?
I don't know. Well, you don't know what's gonna happen. It's a long show.
It is a long show.
Something's gotta happen. Here's the problem. Yep. Normally we talk about the week. All I've been doing is sifted through people's waste.
Yeah, you talked about that last
week. In anticipation of going to a gay tea party later on, only to find out my wife is tired of my homosexual ways, will not let me get drunk with a bunch of my Christian friends.
She denied the invitation instantly. She said she wasn't coming. I'm going to look.
She said, "Here's what happened."
Yeah. Hit me with the truth.
Wow. We were dealing with issues here, and now I'm talking like Barack Obama. And
wow,
six
drink Justin is
makes
very
me,
interesting.
Half black politician. Went to Harvard Law, or was it Yale? I don't remember.
Probably born in Canada.
Hawaii, but nice try.
No, he was. He was.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He's born in Canada?
They don't have his birth certificate. You don't remember that? They wouldn't produce his birth certificate during the election.
Bitches.
He's not an American.
Well, then that's, you know what that means?
Yeah, what's that?
That means that Arnold can now run. And we're going to have the Terminator in the White House. And that's a good president to have.
This is your
during wartime.
This is your Obama impression?
This is it right now.
It's pretty terrible. Give me a Bush impression.
I don't have one. Yeah. I fell into Barack Obama.
Well, you don't have an Obama one.
You
either.
Know what might get me into Bush?
Another double shot of
another
tequila?
Double shot of tequila.
Oh, my gosh.
Oops, my daisy spilled a little. Party foul.
Wow, you're drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a show.
Oh, gosh.
He's spilling tequila all over the ground.
The ground. Most of it landed on my shirt.
To be fair, just so we're clear, you've had a very hard day, and you're covering it up with half a bottle of tequila.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
By the end of the show, it's just going to be me singing songs to you as you're curled up in the
floor. No, I'll be following in. I'll be backup singing and doing some singing, dancing.
What is your son going to say when he listens to this podcast in 10
years? He's going to say, well, that's where my problem came from.
That was your 10th shot, right? 5th shot? I've lost track.
Yeah, well, I had 2 before.
Yep.
And then I had 2 more.
Do your Barack Obama.
I'm doing it back.
I don't think you are.
I want to try. Okay, listen.
Oh, there it is.
This is as close as I get to a George W. Bush. It's like Barack Obama syncopation with a cheap attempt at a text.
I think you're any NASCAR driver ever.
How dare you. So here's my issue with bartenders.
Yeah.
You come up with these names for drinks that the ingredient is never in the name of the drink. You know what I'm saying? Long Island iced tea.
Tequila Sunrise.
Doesn't have any tea in it. I would be shocked to find out that Tequila Sunrise had tequila in it.
It has tequila in it. It's tequila and orange juice. Vodka tonic. Rum and Coke.
What is in a vodka tonic?
Vodka 7.
What is in it? Hold on. Let's break
What's
this
in
down.
A vodka tonic?
Yeah.
Vodka and tonic.
That's it?
Yeah, ice, maybe.
Well, okay. Then maybe they had a real guy naming these drinks back in the day of vodka tonics, rum and Coke, and tequila sunrises. But then some jackass went to an experiment and started coming up with things like Long Island iced tea and root beer float and sex on the beach and a fuzzy navel.
Yeah, I don't know those. But those are all girl drinks. The girl drinks have funny, cute names to get them to drink it.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a girl. If only we had some girls listening, they could tell us.
Some girl drinkers?
Yeah.
I just think all I'm saying is that if you're going to have a drink and it's going to be $10, it should be entitled what's in it. So a Long Island iced tea should be called a bunch of shit that'll get you drunk.
I'd drink that.
Right? Who wouldn't drink that? I just feel like the cutesy names are hurting them. Now you guys, instead of going to a bar and paying probably 3 times what it costs in the liquor to drink the thing, right? That's it. You guys are going to go home and you're going to have a whole party where people are going to be drinking it in seclusion.
Oh, yeah. For much cheaper.
Underground.
Right, $125 in liquor.
My point is, they're not making money from you.
That well, BevMo did. They made a lot of money.
Hold on, you're getting this stuff from BevMo?
Beverages and more. The more was the paper cups.
That's all they have is paper cups and beverages?
Yeah, that's the more part.
When they say beverages, like, can you get a smoothie?
You can get a blender.
Cup of coffee.
You can get a tequila or a tequila flavored cappuccino. Cappuccino flavored tequila.
Like it's like a Starbucks that they put tequila in your latte?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you shut your face.
No, yeah. They have syrups like you put in any like the hazelnut syrup.
Oh, so they have a tequila flavored syrup.
No, they have cappuccino flavored Kahluas and different things. Yeah.
I'm a little concerned, Kevin.
What's wrong?
You know a lot about beverages and more.
I was shopping there yesterday for my Long Island iced tea
experiment. In a week, how many times do you go there?
Maybe 0.2.
That's 0.1 too many.
Really? Okay, 0.1 then.
No. You can't change your answer to make it right.
You can't judge me after I give it.
Really?
No matter what if I had said 0.1, you would have said that's 0.5,
0.05. I feel like I'm in control of my judgment.
I think you
and
are.
And you cannot rattle my ways of judging you.
I would like
ha,
to.
Ha! I won that one. Maybe we should... what was the drinking game that you and Joseph Bears came up with?
Every time...
Season,
he came up with
year
it.
One?
Every time you say up top, you have to take a drink.
Oh, you damn.
And every time someone says a nerdy reference, you have to take a drink.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, up top means you have to finish your drink, and a nerdy reference
finish
is take a drink, yeah. So I think that's what it was.
Okay, I'm not going to count the second time you said it.
Up top.
Starting now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm having a wrong minute. I'm going to get sick off all the Pepsi.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. El Yimador, 100% de gava.
Agave.
The Mexicans are my friends.
So Natalie wants to quit this job. How are you feeling about it?
I don't want to quit it in that I think that it's easier to just not be interested in it.
Fair enough.
Like, it's easier just to be like, okay, well, if the jackass that did the job before me didn't do anything, and he did it for 4 years, and worst case scenario was she threw a bunch of money at him for him to leave, yeah, then great.
That's
so
great.
Then I could do nothing.
4 years like from now, free rent. Jacob will be five.
Yeah.
He'll be starting kindergarten.
If we can make enough money to be able to put the money that we would be paying in rent away, then... golden.
His triplet baby sisters will be starting.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Triplets?
No.
Or sisters?
What if I do have twins?
What if you have triplets?
No.
What's wrong with triplets?
Triplets only happen when you have like those birth experiments.
No, they happen in reality. You can have identical triplets. They're rare, but yeah, they happen.
Too rare.
What?
Too rare for me to be considering, is what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't even want to have a second kid, to be honest.
I don't even want one. I'll be honest.
You don't want one kid?
Okay, here's the deal. I sat here tonight with your son for 2 hours where you guys are out dealing with all this
stuff. That was 2 hours. You shut your face.
Well, Natalie was doing other things for a while, and she left.
Okay.
And so I was all alone with him for a couple hours total when all said and done. And I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And it's boring. I'll be honest.
Really?
He's an amazing kid. The whole time I'm like, this is precious.
He's pretty top shelf.
He's an amazing... I love him. He's funny, but I'm bored. Maybe that's just me. Myself is just maybe it's different when it's my child. I'll be mesmerized by everything that he does, and I'll care more. Yeah, I don't think
I'm mesmerized by everything he does.
I just wanted to play Scrabble on my iPhone, and he wanted to touch it. I'm like, come on. I put on Dancing with the Stars. It lasted 4 minutes.
But seriously, you're saying that you're considering changing your philosophy
I just mean that that any woman that I marry that wants to have my kids is got to be prepared to raise them on their own for about 5 years. Because until I can have a conversation with them, I'm not going to want to be too involved. That's what I think I learned tonight.
Wants to have my kids. Like, there's a man bite out there for women who are like, you know what I want to do? I want to carry the seed of Kevin Miller.
It's the Kevin
to
Miller.
To fruition.
And yes, to fruition. You better carry it to fruition. What's the point?
You know what else is funny? Is the only listener we have right now live is your kitty cougar.
Exactly. It's Kogar.
Kitty.
And yes. Oddly enough, she's been really silent in the chat rooms. You can call in 408-228-4911 if you would like to speak to this at any point at all.
I was making toast.
Damn it, she didn't hear it. But let me be clear that any previous conversation is not the result of a wedding proposal. And
she said I was making toast.
And furthermore, I'm single. I mean, I'm dating, but I'm unmarried.
Oh, this is going to have to be entitled our worst show ever.
I don't know. I think our worst show ever was the time you, me, and Jordan got drunk, and it was just this.
That was funny.
To us.
I think it was funny to people, too. Jordan Rosa is one of our most popular guests. People love to hear Jordan Rosa.
In all fairness, I had people, the regular listeners told me I couldn't finish the episode.
Oh, really?
Because all it was you guys screaming over each other. Go back and listen. It's a freight train that doesn't stop.
But we've prepared it since then.
Oh, yeah.
When
first
Jordan
episode.
Comes on the show.
Yeah. He should call the night.
Jordan's a popular... Oh, that reminds me. Last week, we had emails, and I didn't read them.
Oh, great. We still get emails now that we can take voicemails?
Yep. This is why. This is what happens when with podcasts, is mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. Sometimes you have listeners that play catch-up. Which right now is a good friend of ours, Carson, is playing catch up. And he says, Justin and Kevin, holy moly, I love you guys. I've been so hooked that I've been listening to all the previous shows. I love all your quests. But if I had to pick favorites, I think he means guests.
You sure you didn't read this on air? You read this to me.
I read this to you, but I don't think I read it on air.
You sure there weren't microphones in front of us? Because you often forget.
The tequila's helping me forget. He says, I love all of your guests, but if I had to pick favorites, it would be Jordan Rosa, Darren Carter, Heath Heichen, Natalie Warsham. I don't know why. That's not him. That's me. But the guest that takes the cake, Mr. Greg Hahn, he's on my list of the top three people I would love to have lunch with. Simply brilliant. Greg Hahn was a great guest. I was a big fan of him. He's got a lot of energy, brings a lot to the table. So I couldn't agree with you more, Chris. So we'll see if we can't get a rebooking on a night where I'm not downing tequila like it's Pepsi Max. Zero calories, twice the caffeine, and ginseng for all your manly energy needs. Pepsi Max, not a sponsor. I'm not riding to fawn over Greg, though. I have a very serious purpose. Uh-oh. I was driving around for work when I got to the... It's funny that, for work, he's just driving aimlessly around.
Well, he had time to cure. He didn't want to get on time. That's professional.
Time to cure or kill?
What do you think I said?
I heard cure.
Well, I said kill.
Kill. Oh, the mic fell. I was, when I got to the spot in one of your podcasts where Justin referenced my name in relation to his current understanding of karma. Justin, I'm so flattered, but I'm sorry. I lied.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. kind of lied. I feel it is my karmic duty to explain. I did once tell you that karma is more like destiny than the what goes around comes around adage. Adage? Adage. Adage. Adage.
The first word isn't a word.
Got it. Adage is a word.
Adage is
was the first word?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is getting fun.
That was shortly after I read the novel Shogun by James Clavell. They gave a much deeper and profound meaning to karma than I'd ever been exposed to at that time. Since then, I've been fascinated with the concept and have studied the different interpretations found in many of the Eastern religions. Let's stick with the meaning from the world's kindest atheist, the Buddhist.
How long is this email?
I'm in the first eighth. I'm kidding.
Wow.
This is a great email. No, don't insult him. No, he's a good friend. He said he loves us. All right, and then you're going to turn around and say, his email's too long. You can't even say the word kill. I can't even say it or see it.
Here's the deal, is that I have to listen to America's idea of what spirituality and karma is, and it's like having to sit here and listen to why people think they're smarter than you are. That didn't come out right. My point is, karma is not real, and it's annoying to have to listen to. If I can be completely blunt.
James Clavell begs to differ.
You know what it's like having to listen to is somebody go 7D34GGH and say that's the alphabet. That's what having to listen to what karma is and how it's spiritually relevant to me. It's like you just stringing a bunch of sounds together and calling it intelligent spirituality.
So if I'm using the alphabet you just used to teach my kid about karma, then I'm not...
Are you using that alphabet to teach your child anything?
7G34H. That's 7674777. We use 7 as our vowels.
There's a lot of vowels in your alphabet.
I should make that very clear.
All right, finish Carson's.
It's like Russian.
Karmatic.
A believer in karmic law would see one's fate or destiny as the working out in this life of the inner karma of that individual, i.e., it could be said that it was your karma, Justin, to marry Natalie, have a child, and become a stand-up comic. Karma is the universally connected working out of your past actions that have become embedded in your consciousness. Free will allows us to guide ourselves through these waters, justly earning every event, or more precisely, every interpretation of the meaning of every event in our lives. For example, a Zen master would see tragedy drastically different than the average man. I'm running long. Let me bring her home. I like the...
This is a really long email.
It's not long. How dare you?
Do you know how long you've been talking?
No.
Keep going.
Okay. Some have likened karma to a moral. It allows me to do my cool
I love
DJ
it.
Voice.
I love it. Just do it as Barack Obama, though.
Okay. Some have likened karma to a moral banking system of good deeds. This interpretation leaves out an essential and deeper message behind the belief in karma.
How do you think that's Barack Obama?
I know it's Barack Obama. I don't think. It's karmically Barack Obama.
I'm going to throw up.
That's not the karma.
It's the Bacardi.
It's because of something in your subconscious telling you that it is time for you to throw up.
I'm going
to
throw up.
See? Now it's deja vu. What's karma got to say about deja vu? That it's all good to do good deeds, but while reaping your rewards, you will be no closer to enlightenment. Good and bad karma both keep us locked into this world of samsara, a Buddhist term for the real realm of form. Nirvana is only achieved by shaking yourselves free from all karmas or by buying Smells Like Teen Spirit.
What?
That was me.
Oh, I was going to say. It seemed a little off message.
As opposed to Christianity, where one seeks for salvation, being forgiving of all sins by doing good deeds, the will of God.
That's incorrect.
And thus is returned to heaven. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Miller. Boom!
Bam!
That just happened. And I'm pointing in his face, but you can't see it for you, Chris. I'll end it here for now. But next time you see some jerk tossing his trash on the ground, chuckle to yourself. The universal law of karma means that jerk has just made his psyche vulnerable to allowing the word to force him to pick up others' trash.
Oh, see, now that's incorrect because that's an incorrect definition of karma. Karma says that what you do in this life affects your next life. And what you're doing in this life is a result of your last life. That's karma.
I think that's what he's saying, though.
Oh, it made it sound like it was going to happen in this life. Like, if you're
because of
trash.
What you did last life.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still not accurate.
Huh?
Karma's not real.
He's quoting a lot of James Clavell, this gentleman.
He's accurate. He
is a published author.
That doesn't make
I've never published a book.
That doesn't make it true. Just because you publish anything doesn't make it true.
I published a CD.
That doesn't make you true.
It's available on iTunes.
Moving on. The Christianity clearly states that there's nothing you can do to earn your salvation. There's nothing you can do. And that you need a savior because you and me, we're all failures. And we all are broken, and we need God to intercede for us. You're not even listening.
I am too.
What cabin?
But I was distracted because Date Wives is talking to me on Skype, and they say find new friends and real sex partners online right now. Search millions of members, profiles, and find your perfect match. Create your profile absolutely free. DateTheWives.com.
See, this is what's important to you.
What? I want to date a wife.
So you are dating a wife.
I know. That's why I want to find ways of doing it better.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
You mean you want to date your wife better?
Do you
think
people want to hear me check my email?
No. I don't think they want to hear you check me email. I don't think they want to hear us have a spiritual debate either. We've learned that.
What do you mean? Hold on. Colgar's Kitty is weighing in. He should research what karma believes of girls in prostitution and what happens to anyone who tries to help them get out.
Yeah.
Yes. What is she saying, Colgar's Kitty? She just said yes.
Yeah, she's agreeing with me. She's like, yes.
Oh, that's she's agreeing with you?
Yeah.
That's
kind
of her job, though. Her name is Kogar's Kitty. She's like, you're a yes woman.
I don't know. She can be pretty confrontational.
That's easy to say for the guy that she agrees with all the time.
Yeah, that's true. She does a good job of that. I mean, when I tell her, argue with me, then she starts arguing. And I say, that's
really
enough.
Agreeing with you, though.
I know. Well, that's my point. That's when she does a good
Hold
job
on.
Of
your
it.
Point is to agree with you?
No, that she needs to argue with me when I tell her to.
What does that mean karmically for her?
Nothing. It's irrelevant.
What do you think?
Cottage cheese has more relevance in my life than karma.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How often do you eat cottage cheese? Because I eat it a lot.
About 0.05 times a week.
Really?
Yeah, about that.
So you're going to beverages and more 4 times as much as you are eating cottage cheese
I'm
in a
impressed
week.
By that math, but it was wrong.
You said 0.2, jackass, and you said 0.05.
Well, fair enough.
Boom!
Very well done.
There you go. Kids. El Yamador. It doesn't make you speak better, but it makes you do math better. So drink El Yamador, 100% de agave. What is tequila made out of?
Agave.
Agave? What is agave?
It's a tequila
vegetable.
Fruit. It's a tequila
According
fruit.
To the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects.
During whose pregnancy? It's not
defects.
Specific.
I apologize. Oh, yeah. Whose pregnancy?
Yeah, like there's somebody's pregnant somewhere right now.
Is it
now.
A thing like if chicks, you know how like if they live together, their cycles get all in the same
thing? Oh, does that happen if you live with a pregnant woman, you get pregnant?
Oh, my
gosh. No, this doesn't happen because you didn't get pregnant when Natalie was pregnant.
That's true. Yeah. You know what else karma would have to say is that
you
if
know
you
what?
Get pregnant.
I know you're doing it on purpose. I know you are. But seriously, do you understand? It'd be like having to listen. I mean, how many times...
Can't do the alphabet wrong again.
Exactly. How many times have you sat around and had to listen to somebody that you know has their head up their ass talking about how important...
What if I said it was you?
That'd be fine.
What if I created a snake eating itself and I just...
But how often do I go
What if you had to listen to somebody with their head up their ass? I do it at least once a week for about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. Used to do an hour and a half, but I couldn't handle the head up the ass. That
Whose ass was the head up? Passy's on the ground over there. My foot was on the pacifier. Here you go.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but to be fair, do I ever force it on you? Do I ever write you a 12-page email about how karma works? No.
Do you think that's what Chris is doing?
No, he's a great
Why
guy.
Are you attacking?
He's not. It's totally fine. It's just... It's just sad. It just makes me sad.
Well, here's the thing. Hold on. You're not seriously attacking him because
I'm not attacking Chris.
Of his statements. Because here's the thing. The guy calls, or not calls, he emails in because he's a fan of the show. He likes the show.
But he believes in karma, and that's sad.
He doesn't believe. Does he say that he believes in karma in here?
Chris, write in. It'll take you 10
then
weeks.
Then you're just going to get more angry.
You're 20 episodes behind. So we'll continue this conversation somewhere in August. I don't even remember when we discussed that karma thing initially. Natalie, are you writing us a note? Or are you writing?
Funny.
Why don't you just tell us what you want to tell us? Since when have you ever been concerned with it?
Wow. All right, my wife is having a rough go. She's going to Baskin-Robbins. You want a hot fudge sundae? Can I have a pint of ice cream?
A pint of ice cream? What kind of ice cream?
I don't care. Something that would be delicious. Something good to pour.
Are you feeling fruity or are you feeling chocolatey?
I'm feeling fruity, baby.
Ew.
No, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I did it for the joke. Yeah. What's that going to do to me karmically?
Kevin, what do you want?
I'll have either a Kahlua or a cappuccino, some coffee-flavored ice cream, and just a couple scoops is fine. Thank you.
Two scoops. Would you like hot fudge?
No, thank you.
Are you serious, guys? So it doesn't melt it while you're doing the
show. We're really recording our ice cream order?
That'll be great. That sounds delicious.
It'll be $7.95
at the window. You guys are totally screwing up my drunk.
How?
Wait, did she just make something funny?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. You were too busy over there chastising her. Are you going to take your baby? His hair is still totally wet.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
The baby just picked up the shot glass filled with tequila.
Should I have
admitted that? His eyes are burning. There was at one point.
He was just licking the inside. He's
fine. He said margaritas and wine.
He's teething. So karmically, I'm going to be forced to drink tequila in my next life.
I'm going to turn this off and go home. That's all that's happening.
I don't care. Nobody can hear you, and the kid's wanting tequila.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the second funniest podcast. Good night!
What does that say about you when all the men in your life need to drink tequila?
I don't need to drink tequila. Yeah, it's true.
Look at me. You want some tequila? There you go, kid.
I think we're going to have to significantly edit this episode.
Significantly edit?
No, just the dead zones in this. And this whole part.
No, don't give him the bottle. Oh, geez, this is being recorded. We're going to go to jail.
That smells terrible. The baby right now has his nose stuck inside a tequila jar, and then he's so tired. Are you going to take him for a car ride? That just doesn't seem right.
He's blowing snot in my tequila.
Because he's a baby. He doesn't know the difference. Yeah. Anyway, Justin, how was the road last week? Tell us a comedy story. Hilarious. Back to me.
I do have a comedy story.
Okay, great.
So in Fairfield, a couple weeks almost a month ago, I was in Fairfield, California, and I had the pleasure of hanging out with this cop who works in Oakland. And he had this great story about he was on patrol, I think, in the middle of the day, and he sees a homeless man yanking his crank in broad daylight in public.
Wow.
And there's a couple that's offended, and he immediately...
Just a couple that's offended.
Like there's a boy, yeah, they're walking on the sidewalk, and they're like, like that was the way
I would just walk on.
Really?
That would be me. I don't think I'd stand around and be like, this is offensive. They should stop this right now.
By them doing that, what they're doing is they're setting...
I'm just going to close your computer. I'm just going to shut it all down. I'm going to need to sleep in the night.
7-G-H-I-R-Q-T.
Strawberries, silhouettes, L-M-N-O-P.
Well, a quarter of that's right. Silhouettes.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So he has to stop, and because they're offended, he has to go talk to this guy. So
They're offended, no, he can't masturbate in public.
Sorry?
It doesn't matter if anybody's offended. It's against the law.
Is this like a Christian thing or is this
a law thing?
A law.
Go out there and try it.
Don't push me.
Do it.
I'm like this close.
Do it.
We have record pause.
I'm pushing you.
And we're back.
That was disgusting.
I just went out and officially cranked it out on the sidewalk. Which according to the tequila bottle that it was a little bit harder because... I was a little intoxicated. Normally, I'm about I got a 40 time of about 2.5. And
what does that mean? I don't understand those numbers.
I don't want to go into it because then I'll have to explain it in future lives. So anyway, this guy sees this guy, and if this couple didn't notice him, he said he was just going to drive on because you don't want to have to tell a guy, you know, to put away his penis, sure. Right? So he gets out of the car, and he has to go up to the guy, and he says, "Hey, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to put your penis away." And the guy says, "No," and turns his shoulder, like turns his back to the guy, and keeps
like a child.
Yeah, like he's going to do it harder. So he keeps going, and then the guy is like, "Okay," so now he has to go in and he has to wrestle this guy to the ground and arrest him. But he's trying to do it without letting his junk touch him.
Yeah.
So when he goes in to grab the guy starts fighting with him or whatever, and the guy swings at him and he grabs his arm, and he has like this self-defense move that he was trained to use where he throws the guy to the ground. So he starts to throw the guy to the ground, and he doesn't know that there's a light pole right over his shoulder. Ooh. And he clocks the guy's head against the light pole.
Did he survive?
So everybody's already out with their cell phones recording. Oh, yeah.
Watching the police officer wrestle the naked masturbating homeless man.
And what looks like him slamming his head against a telephone pole. The good news is that knocked the man unconscious.
I would hope so. And were they dating at this point?
They were friends with benefits.
Got it.
So then they arrest him. But the better story is that I guess he works this rough neighborhood.
There's a better story than that?
I think so. Because it's my guilty pleasure, and I'll explain as I get into the story, is that he's working this neighborhood, and I hope he's listening to this podcast. I can't remember his name because I'm intoxicated, but it was there with his beautiful girlfriend, and they just bought a house in Sassoon because I made fun of that city because it doesn't have a high school.
Are we really recording? I just realized because you're so intoxicated, you may not know.
I'm intoxicated, and I could say it, and you can't?
Well, I've been drinking sugar. You've just been drinking tequila.
And aspartame.
That's true.
We're recording.
Okay, just go on.
This is a horrible show.
Just go on.
Give us at least 15 a year. Because that's real. I was going to say one, but 15 is probably a realistic
number. That's good, yeah.
So anyway, so this other story, he's going around with his partner. That he has, and they go to these rough neighborhoods, and they ask like where people are selling drugs and stuff, and they talk to, and the kids in this neighborhood, while they're walking and patrolling the neighborhood, like to come up and touch them on the back, so like they become like, you know, like swimming in the canal or whatever, like it's like a dare that kids do to show that they're macho and or whatever, is that they touch the cop on the back and they run. He's like, he told me, he's like, it doesn't bother me, but I got this friend. Or partner, I should say, that it really bugs. Like, it really bothers him. And so what he does is they have that taser gun that shoots the prongs, and he takes the cartridge off of it. The cartridge, thanks for the gasps. The cartridge is the part that shoots the prongs. Yeah. And if you take that off, it's just essentially a stun gun that you touch somebody. That you see, like, people who don't like to get raped use those.
who
people
likes
who
to
do
get
like
raped?
To get raped use patchouli oil, I've been told. Oh. And it makes that noise, and it has the spark.
Patchouli oil does?
Yeah, and the stun gun. That's why rapists like it. It attracts them like bugs in the night. So they come in, and the kids will come in, and they'll touch him, and he turns around and goes, K-k-k-k-k-k, like he's going to shock them, and the kids run away, right? So then it's time for them to get back in their car, and so when they get back in the car, he has to put the cartridge back on the stun gun and then holster it, right?
Yeah.
So they're in the car. This kid comes riding along the side of the cop car because they're just kind of cruising along. And he's like, "What's up, pig?" Blah, blah, blah. And this kid's probably like 12 or 13.
Right.
And he's like mouthing off to these cops. And then, so the cop, without thinking, pulls his stun gun out to scare him with the k-k-k-k-k. But when he points it at the kid, pulls the trigger, it shoots the kid with the prongs. Oh, no. He tases the kid in the street. While the kid's riding his bike. So this kid's like, "You guys are pigs. You know them are pigs." 5-0. And the kid falls off his bike.
Oh my gosh.
So the cop, when they shoot these prongs, there's like these little tiny serial ID things that shoot out like confetti. So that if there's a crime scene that the guys come by and they scan it and it gives you the serial number. So they can say, "Oh, okay, the officer discharged his taser here." So they freak out because the prongs are stuck in the kid. And the kid freezes because he's being shocked.
And he's terrified.
And he falls over on his bike. And so they don't know what to do, so they just drive away.
Oh, my gosh. With the stun gun attached to it? With the prongs?
I don't know if they ripped the prongs out because I know that they're like fish hooks.
Yeah.
And so they grab on. I think that what happens is there's some kind of release that they can put in. Or, I don't know. But the way the story goes is that they go, oh, no, what are we going to do? Because now that he's discharged.
And all of this is on the police car recorder. Everything.
No. There's no video recording, but there's all his ID tags are scattered with confetti. And every time they discharge it, they're supposed to write a report about it or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And so they went back and like kind of talking to I think the kids. I can't remember this part of the story because I was so. Because here's the thing. My guilty pleasure are these tasered videos.
Yeah, I love
it. I just love. Here's the thing.
I love tasered videos.
I love it. Like, even that chick that was, like, in her SUV that I guess really got hurt. There's that video that was passed around on YouTube of this chick who was on the phone. She's like, no, I'm not getting out of my car. They want me to get out of my car. La, da, 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 da. Like, she's just mouthing off to the cops. And it's like, okay, here's the thing. I'm not saying that every police officer is the best person in the world.
Right.
But I am saying is that 9 times out of 10, in fact, I'm going to go 9.9 times out of 10.
That's a lot of times. Which like 99 out of 100.
Which is half, like, the difference between 100% is half the times you go to BevMo in a week.
Yeah.
So you... That was funny to only me.
I got it. I saw it coming.
How dare you?
I saw it coming.
How dare you?
I love you. I've been around you.
I'm too karmically connected to you.
I'm going to...
You see that coming?
Love at you. All
did
right,
you see
keep
that
going.
Coming?
Yes.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Why are you grabbing
I know what you're going to say next.
Why, when you get angry, you grab the bottle cap?
You're going to say something like, well, that's funny. And then you're going to make some comment about how I'm gay. And then you're going to keep going without taking a breath as if it was all one thought.
Well, now that you yanked the rug underneath my feet. Listen, you little faggot. I'm going to tell you something. So these guys.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
The tequila might have made me forget one of the steps.
All right, what am I going to say
You know
say
who
next?
Helps me remember steps? What's Agent it? Oso on Playhouse Disney.
Oh, my gosh.
Three simple steps. Step
Igloo.
One.
Bar mitzvah. Four.
No, those are the steps to karma.
Oh.
Absolutely. This stupid show is they like
no don't tell that story. Okay. Finish the other story.
I think I finished it.
No,
they went back and looked for. I think either here's the thing. I either remember them a saying talking to the kittens and go listen you can't do that. And when I say kittens, I mean kids.
Oh, those kittens.
But I really think that the way he told it was that
there were kittens.
There were
lots
yeah,
of kittens.
Oh, you know, hold on, check that.
Yeah.
It was kittens. They tased kittens.
Yeah, got it.
They tased kittens.
It wasn't a kid. It was a kitten on a bike.
Kittens by kit. What was that video?
Kittens inspired by kittens.
Okay. So so they went back and they couldn't find the kids.
I'm at work.
So I think they found the prongs or something and just put them back in the cartridge something like that and just basically kind of swept it under the rug like, you know, like planting evidence on a body or something. Like
O.J. Simpson.
But I did hear another story more recently. Another cop story, which, by the way, evidently there's a website called BlueTube, which is all videos that people can post like YouTube, but it's all about cops. So, like, it's things that, like, you could see people getting, like, shootings from the... Mm-hmm. It's all from the dash cams of, like, cops, cop cars and stuff like that. But there's a cop that I know who is my best friend besides you.
Oh, really?
No, it's in the off chance that he hears it, I think it would be hilarious for him to hear that part.
that I'm your best friend?
No, that he's my best friend because we were accused of being friends and we're not. We're strangers to each other. Acquaintances.
Yeah,
fond.
I have a feeling.
Friends with benefits.
Wait, that
he's coming to your party.
Sweet.
So
are
anyway. No. I mean, yes.
Yay. You're not coming.
I am too.
Oh, sweet.
So anyway. He has this great story about how this, like he was joking with his wife about somebody breaking into his house. And he, of course, has a ton of guns, knows how to use them and everything. So he's like, I would love for somebody to break into my house. That would be awesome. And he has a story about a cop that he works with that a guy broke into his house. And he told the guy, he goes, freeze. And the guy was like, and he reached into his pocket for something. So he shot him.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? And the guy starts bleeding, and he starts going, oh, man, this is going to stain my carpet. So he drags the guy onto his tile floor and lets him bleed there and then calls,
oh, that's
calls
awesome.
The 911.
That's amazing.
Does it make me a heartless bastard that I think that I sit when I hear stuff like that? I'm like, you deserve it. Like, you broke into somebody's house.
I think it's funny.
Because what does that mean? Hold on. I know
it's
that
dark
you're
comedy.
I know you. Well, he wasn't black.
Oh.
Did you see that coming?
Nope.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You should have at this point.
Yeah, I kind of saw it coming.
Now, if you get shot,
yeah.
What does that mean karmically for you?
Oh man, here's the deal. I love Carson. Can I just clear the air here, because I know he's stewing in the future.
No,
he's very angry. Or people who believe in karma. Listen, believe what you like.
Listen, yeah, I want you to say that with the tone of like you're gonna give him a hug. But listen, you're bat nuts fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But you gotta understand. Listen, this is my point that about earlier about me being like with hands up in the air. I'm tired of it because in our culture the only belief that you can't say out loud publicly is Christianity. You can spout it. Yeah, you can spout.
Really?
Yeah, see, and I think that
kids do it on a daily basis.
Beliefs or Christianity?
Yeah, they talk about to our republic, for which it stands under God.
No, well, that was added later.
One nation under God.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, in our country.
I'm being serious. Yeah. Like, you really think that Christianity is that judged?
It is more than judged. It is because I think for so long in our culture, it was considered the man. And I think that people associate with a lot of things that have gone wrong and a lot of lies that have been told. Or for whatever reason, Christianity is the one religion that you cannot be attached to because it believes in hardcore truth. It is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. It's in the scripture. And that is not PC and therefore not okay to say. And so if you are a Christian, if you believe it, you have to. I have listened to people make up religions and believe this and that. I've sat on airplanes and listened to dudes talk about their own idea of the universe. And the moment I speak any truth into that or quote a ounce of scripture, I get a barrage of how I'm judgmental and how I'm a terrible person, how I don't listen, when really they're the ones that aren't listening. So unfair of me
but
to react.
This is after you've listened to everything that they've said.
Exactly. It's so unfair of me to react that way to Carson's, but that's the thing. If I wrote an email to another podcast and said, Christianity believes this, that Jesus is our Savior, and that everybody is faulted, and we need a Savior in our lives, and that is Jesus, I would get a response, something to the effect of, you're a judgmental bastard. You brought about the death of the Jews in World War II. It's that kind of philosophy that
people tell you that you brought about the death of the Jews?
Absolutely. Because
Adolf Hitler was a Christian?
Because Adolf Hitler used Jesus' name to commit genocide in Germany. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Jesus told him to kill all these Jews?
No, Jesus did not tell him to kill the Jews.
How do we know?
I can pretty much guarantee Jesus did not tell Adolf Hitler
okay,
to kill
the pretty much.
Jews.
That's almost as many times as you go to BevMo in a week.
I'm going
to
chalk this question up to the 10 ounces of tequila floating around in your bloodstream right now.
The question of whether or not Jesus did tell Hitler to kill all the Jews?
Yeah, I think you know the answer. Do you want people
to
listen?
Jesus told him to only kill most of them because he didn't succeed?
Let me ask you this question. Do you want people to listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe you...
Do you think people are going to tune out because I'm talking about the idea
I think you're going to get different listeners if you keep asking
different
me.
Different or different?
Okay.
Who's the drunk one now?
I can't handle any liquor. Come to my Long Island iced tea experiment. Seriously, are you coming or not? Is that going to happen?
I
try to convince your wife, but she's like, oh, no. That sounds fun. Creative.
I will be there as sure as Jesus didn't tell Hitler to kill the Jews.
Then you'll be there. That's pretty much what you just said.
Thanks for sifting through that forest through the trees.
Awesome. See you there. It starts at 8. Bring a bag for snacks, $10 if you want a Long Island iced tea.
Now, what if people are listening to this in the future? Like, say they don't listen to it when it first
comes out on Friday, right?
Yeah.
So they can show up.
So, if they hear it in the future, can they just show up at your house and expect leftover Long Island iced teas?
Think about that question, and I want you to tell me what the answer is.
Yes. Admittedly, I did not think very long.
Yeah,
but I went with what was my first gut.
Oh, that was good. I went with
you always like when you're taking an SAT, you got to go with what's your gut.
Is that what they tell you in the SAT?
That's what they tell you, and that will get you an 860 score.
What are the odds of you and me starting an improv troupe out here in LA?
I would say about the same as the odds of Hitler killing all the Jews.
Damn it! I'm really
those are pretty good. He did a pretty good job.
I'm gonna.
What percentage of our listener would you say is Jewish?
Of our listenership is Jewish? Oh, I don't know. 2%?
2%.
5% maybe?
So 1/10 of the amount that go to...
5% would be 20%. No.
I had a guy do that to me with blinds at Lowe's the other day. I said, I need 35 and a quarter inside bound horizontal blinds cut. And he goes, okay, got it. And so he measured. He goes, okay, I got to do it with my tape measure because da 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 da. And he cuts them and then he measures it. He goes, okay, it's 35 and a quarter. And he goes, but just so you know, the machine is going to take a half an inch off. So give it a quarter inch on either. And I'm like, no, I understand. And he's like, okay. So he cuts it and then he measures it and it's 35 and a quarter. He goes, perfect. And I go, wait, no, hold on. I need them 35 and a quarter for inside mount. He goes, yeah, it's 35 and a quarter. And I said, yeah, but remember, you're supposed to take a half inch off. It won't fit if it's exactly the size of the window. You got to take a half inch off so there's a quarter inch on either side. And he's like, I know, the machine did that. That's why it's 35 and a quarter. And I was like,
what?
Yeah.
I had that. I'm confused listening to you.
Okay.
I understand.
Yeah.
Get to the punchlines.
Oh, then that's never going to happen. Oh. I don't have punchlines for everything.
Yeah, you do.
This is my part to cut loose.
Yeah, you're pretty funny, though.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, that's outstanding.
A punchline is natural. Like, a punchline is just a button to end a moment.
Oh.
I'm going to teach you some things about comedy.
If all we got to do is need a button in a moment, this has been the Second Funniest Podcast.
Yay. We're close, actually.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. But, so I just had to take this moment where I just stopped. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
What's happening?
It's just warm in here. It's a lot of rum inside me.
I feel cool.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. How much rum have you had?
I don't know. I keep adding to
you
it.
You had one shot of tequila.
Two shots of tequila. You poured me a second.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
It was a while ago.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Lots of happens. Oh. Count to eight for me.
Where are my wife and kid?
They're getting ice cream, remember?
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Go on.
Was that what else, what's the rest funny?
That was good. Yeah.
People are going to hate us right now.
Second funniest podcast.
They have to hate this. They have to hate the oh, I hope they like me.
Oh, I hope they do, too. I hope they like Jesus.
Oh, that would be awesome, right?
Really?
Well, really? Yeah. Why are you so shocked?
No, that you care.
I feel like point two...
You're a terrible human being.
I couldn't.
Jesus loves you.
Point two of our audience is what I was going to say, but that's 20%. I feel like 20% of our audience is strong Christians.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Especially that Joseph Barkley jerk. Yeah. That's right. I remembered you. That's right. Yes, OB. You've been listening in your office, feeling all comfortable with your bald self and thinking, oh, well, I fixed the audio quality of this show and now they left me alone. Well, now you're back in it to win it. Yes, OB. Coming at you strong and hard.
We should call him. Can you make outgoing calls on that thing?
Or incoming.
No, outgoing calls.
I can make incoming. I'm negotiating.
Oh, this is
using
weird.
Silence to win.
Just so everybody knows, only one of us is really drunk.
That's you. This is me sober.
I think it is me.
Do you see how I'm cupping the mic like a rapper right now? I'm getting on it like it's like I'm at a Long Island iced tea experiment. I'm just I'm just grabbing it and just getting all friendly with it. Like, I'm going to drink some drinks with some umbrellas that are made for ladies.
We got to get some umbrellas.
I love this microphone so much.
How do you not want to come to the Long Island iced tea experiment?
Well, first of all, the word experiment is in it. That's not enticing.
Okay, what do you want to call it?
Huh?
The Long Island iced tea.
Faggot party.
Faggot party it is. You can come if I call it a faggot party.
Manapalooza 22.
Manapalooza it is. The Long Island iced tea Manapalooza.
Christian gays drinking.
You're not even talking into the mic. Do you know that? You're talking into the side of the
listen
mic.
Listen to me. Listen right now. Oh, gosh. Oh.
All right. Well, this has been the second funniest podcast. The first funniest podcast. They were totally sober tonight. You should listen to them there at... dadsarehavemorefun.com. That's the first funniest podcast. This is definitely the second funniest podcast. To all of our listeners, which is just Justin on the computer across from me, this is Justin Worsham, and I'm saying, okay, bye.
It's just me. Hold on, that's the dead bell. We gotta go.
I thought we were already done.
I don't remember what I say at the end of the show.
You say... This is Justin Worsham on half of...
It's Justin Worsham on half of Kevin Miller saying, okay, bye.
I remembered.
Thanks for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can send us an email at show@secondfunniestpodcast.com or you can give us a call at 408-228-4911. Or send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. Please, once a month, vote for us at Podcast Alley Also, check out our store at cafepress.com/justincomedy. All this information is available at secondfunniestpodcast.com. And be co-headlining at Wits End in Westminster. That's in Denver, near Denver, Colorado, July 14th through 18th. I'm going to be coming back to Rooster Teeth Feathers July 22nd through 25th. For all of my stand-up appearances, check out justincomedy.com. Hey, you love the Second Funniest Podcast. We love doing it. So go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Click on the link to subscribe to the show for $2 a month. That's 50 cents a show. No big deal, right? You're also going to get bonus stuff. When I release my next CD, you get it for free. We're going to throw as many bones as we can to the people who help keep this show alive. Maybe we can start making money on this show. We can also maybe start doing it more often if that's what you want. That's what we want to do. So check out secondfunniestpodcast.com. Thanks. If you like this podcast, check out my other podcast called Dads Are More Fun. You could go to dadsaremorefun.com or just search for Dads Are More Fun in iTunes.